Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. This week we are dealing with a great scripture, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are talking about the cross being the great interpreter. Oh, aye. Because, you see, it's at the cross that we encounter what man is really like. I know that at the cross we discover what God is like, but we discover what man is really like. Religious man especially. Because you know this, it was the church-going folks that crucified Jesus. The religious crowd. Are you one of them? Are you a Christ hater? Robin McKee. I'm not. I'm a deacon. You could be a deacon, sir, and hate God. You don't want him. You want to go to heaven, but you don't want Jesus. Oh, I tell you this. You're either going to have to hate him or love him. Well, you say, I'm kind of in the middle, brother. No. You can't be indifferent to him. That's the same as hating him. That's the same as rejecting him. And if you don't love him, you hate him. You say, well, listen, brother, you're judging me. No, I'm not judging you. It's the cross that judges you. I'm asking you to judge yourself, my friend. Judge yourself. It's the cross that interprets you. It's the cross that reveals your purposes and reveals the thoughts and intents of your heart. If you refuse the cross, if you refuse to go as a sinner to the Lord Jesus and say, Jesus, you died for sinners, and that means me, because I need you, I can't save myself, then you've identified with him. But if you reject that, you hate him. You've got your own agenda. You don't want God. Now, you want your God, but not the God who hates sin, who rules over all. Yeah, you've no right to judge me. I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you. But there at the cross, we see men acting out their hatred towards the Lord. When God is loving them the most, giving them his well-beloved son, man acts like a devil and takes the devil's side against God. What about you? What about you? Well, you say, what have I got to do with the cross? Why are you likening me to those crucifiers? I wasn't there. Well, I say, yes, you were. Oh, you were. It was just the way you would have been. No. Pilate put him on the cross, or Caiaphas, or the Jews, or the Romans. I didn't crucify Jesus. No, you did, sir. Lady, you did. You did it. And the God-haters and the representatives of that day, the religious crowd of that day. And until you come out of that crucifying crowd and disown your representatives and protest against the deed, you're guilty of the blood. Guilty of the blood. My dear friend, would you flee for mercy to the one who loves above all else, to the one who does not reject sinners? His name is Jesus. Would you run to him today by simple faith and receive him as your master? And he'll save you and free you. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.